Hello everyone, my name is Mohammed Solomon, medical student going into psychiatry. In the back pain episode of EM Clerkship, Zach gave Mike a hard time acting as a tough patient. I chatted with Zach about making an episode for dealing with difficult patients seen in ED. Here I'll summarize a classic paper published almost 40 years ago in the New England Journal of Medicine under the title, Taking Care of the Hateful Patient. It's considered a classic in dealing with tough patients. In fact, it is so influential that JAMA published a commentary about it in 2019, marking its 40th anniversary. I can imagine that the word hateful could evoke strong emotions in some, and many of us might not be comfortable with all the terms the author used to describe the different classes of tough patients. But the paper stood the test of time. It was both compassionate and direct. The ideal to know all, love all, and heal all doesn't always work. And denying the negative feelings that many of us might have at a tough patient could actually lead to worse patient care outcome. Think about it. We might even try to avoid this patient or even dismiss the hateful patient from our healthcare or healthcare unit. So who is the hateful patient then? It is not the patient that Zach played in the back pain episode when he gave Mike a hard time, and they are not the patients we have an occasional personality clash with. The paper classified the hateful patients in four classes. Listen to this. Clingers, demanders or entitled patients, help rejectors, and self-destructive deniers. So again, clingers, demanders or entitled patients, help rejectors, and self-destructive deniers. I decided to focus on the stereotype encountered the most in emergency, the demanding entitled patients. They usually come asking for unwarranted and expensive diagnostic tests, such as MRI, even when there is no clear clinical indication for it. Here's a case. 32-year-old female came to the ED complaining of intermittent numbness and tingling all over her body that started 10 days ago. She believed that she has a serious illness and requested an MRI of, quote, her entire body, quote, whatever that means. So the ED physician did a physical exam and it was normal. But the patient did not accept the finding of the physical exam. She became very upset and repeated her demands of an MRI scan of her entire body. So what can the physician say in this situation? When that physician or us feel the impulse to counterattack the entitled patient, the author recommends channeling the patient entitlement into a discussion about realistic medical care expectations while ironically acknowledging their entitlement. For example, you would say, I see that you are upset and you have a reason to be so. You are entitled to the best medical care we can give you, but we can't give you the good care you deserve unless you help us. You will get the help you deserve if you can redirect your anger away from the very people who are trying to help you get good medical care. Do you see the phrasing of this statement? Let me repeat it one more time. I see that you are upset, and you have a reason to be so. You are entitled to the best medical care we can give you, but we can't give you the good care you deserve unless you help us. You will get the help you deserve if you can redirect your anger away from the very people who are trying to help you get good medical care. This way, we acknowledge the patient's entitlement. At the same time, we don't let the patient's negative emotions get under our skin and affect the rest of the team. It is not about how we feel about the demanding patient. It is how we behave towards them. Thank you for listening to this episode. Until we meet next week, keep working hard, keep studying, and be sure to enjoy your shift.